This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. We've all done things that don't make sense. We have our little daily rituals. Writer Adam Skytema reads from his new story collection called The Things We Do That Make No Sense.
You know, this story is maybe not in terms of representing the book as a whole. It's so different. It's the only piece of historical fiction I've ever written, but it's also been good when helping me right now write about something, work on something that's so different from Michigan or so different from this current time and place. And it's called Witch Whistle, and it's set actually during the Spanish Civil War. I had been taking some students abroad. We were doing a Hemingway in Spain class. So I'd been reading lots of nonfiction about the Spanish Civil War and coming across amazing details where you're harvesting the details, in this case, even from books and historians and other things. So it's a story about a 9-year-old girl where her family, her father's on the front lines of the Spanish Civil War, but her other relatives and her are trying to survive the bombings in the metro tunnels in Madrid, and this is the opening of Witch Whistle. We awoke in pre-dawn darkness to the wind-splitting scream of bombardment. Bits of brick and mortar sprinkled down on us, dirt misted our skin, the oil lamps swayed, orange globes that sent shadows lurching over the walls, even though most of us kept still and just lay there, 5 deep on the concrete platform of the metro station. I jolted upright, my hair tangled and hanging limply over my face. I was 9 then, and in those early months of the war, Mom still brushed out the snares each day, checking for lice and trying to hold back my bangs with a half-rusted hair clip she'd found on the sidewalk. There were days when this was the only time she'd come close enough to touch me. Dozens of us sprawled over each other like felled dominoes. At first, I thought Grandma was still asleep beside me. Her eyes remained closed, her head sunk into a burlap sack that had once held rice and which she'd stuffed with crumpled newspapers to make a pillow. I lay back down and pulled the soiled blanket over my head, tenting it by pulling it tight with my feet and my raised hands. It shielded me from debris without the smothering feeling against my face, but the air beneath felt earthy and damp, like a cellar of overripe potatoes. Grandma was awake. Her hand crept over the floor beneath the blanket and squeezed my knee, softly at first, and then tightly as the ground again shook. "Come here, Rosario," she said.
The more you write, easier, harder?
I wish I could say it's gotten easier. And there are a couple of stories in here, and it's funny because they tend to be my favorite ones, and maybe it's just because I remember them, the experience, more fondly. Every once in a while, you hit on a story, or in a novel, you hit on a chapter that comes very easily.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, this isn't so hard. And other stories, the final story in this book, a story called Mercy, Mercy Me, I had sort of series of false starts over the course of 5 years. And it was the last one that got written. And I knew it was going to be the last one in the book. It had to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And you also want to always think, well, I must be getting better at this every time. You know, you have this sense of, well, I'm sure every story I write is better than the last one, which of course is an impossibility, but you hope there's a kind of trend line of 2 steps forward, 1 step back. But no, sometimes they come easily, but for the most part, I think our standards, we do hold ourselves up to higher standards, and we keep being exposed to other really good writers around us and saying like, oof, that's really good. I got to step my game up, so.
So you mentioned another project is underway, and it is a novel then?
It is, and it's so early as one of those
too
things
early.
Like to talk about. I'll say only that, you know, most of my writing has, for the most part, and there are a couple of stories in here that are exceptions, but has been very much grounded in Michigan. And I wasn't so much making the conscious decision of, well, I have to branch out in terms of place. But at some time, you get some certain ideas and you say, this idea can't be contained sort of geographically in this way. So I'm trying to write something that's, I'll just say, is like very different and actually set in, and I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, the absurdity of it when you say it out loud, of tiny little invented island nation. I wrote Haymaker and I said, that was hard to create a small village in the UP. I don't ever want to do that again. And I've made things infinitely harder myself now.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Adam Skytema talks about what his stories have in common and why he had a hard time naming this collection.
A lot of my fiction and most of these stories certainly are what you'd call realism. And so a lot of times the stories you're going to write about realistic people are going to be the ordinary people having an extraordinary day. Those handful of days from a lifetime are going to stand out and that they're going to remember for better or for worse. The title, The Things We Do That Make No Sense, was, first off, it was the hardest, it was the biggest struggle I've ever had coming up with a title for anything. And the phrase comes from one of the final lines of the first story, but it sort of has a double meaning, one of just, you know, you need conflict in a story.
Yeah.
And conflict is often self-inflicted. We, in our real lives too, we make bad decisions, sometimes big, but a lot of times it's just the series of little poor decisions that add up, or regrets or guilt. So it serves as an kind of umbrella theme there. But a lot of this, the constellation analogy, where I started to really see how these different stories connected, and where I got especially excited about the book as a collection, was when I realized how this concept of ritual keeps coming up in all of the stories. And ritual is something that I'm really fascinated by. And I think we can think about it in these especially kind of obvious ways. I mean, there are a couple of, there's a story that is centered around a Ash Wednesday service. So we can think about something in terms of religious sacrament or ritual. But a lot of it are these little everyday secular types of things that we do as individuals. And they're oftentimes very private people. You know, we have our routines, we might call them, that we do every day or that we do once a year. And so a lot of them have people doing the sort of bizarre that you mentioned, these strange acts that they couldn't explain them if they had to. They're not exactly sure why they're doing this thing, but they feel like they need to. They feel like it's meaningful. And sometimes it turns out to be a rewarding, necessary healing thing, and sometimes it makes things worse.
Were some of these written already during haymaker time, or how does that part of the process work for you?
They were kind of written in three phases. There were a few of them that in early versions of them, versions that probably at the time weren't ready for book form, but there were a few that go all the way back to when I was writing the stories for my first book, Freshwater Boys. But because they at the time just weren't strong enough yet, and I needed years to kind of let them percolate, and also because at the time they weren't as connected to maybe geography like those first stories. So a few of them come back to that early day, those earlier stories. A few came from, as I said, when I was struggling so much with a novel that I wanted to just write a lot of flash fiction. But then the majority of them came in the time after Haymaker was finished and in the long run of trying to find a publisher for it, kind of working on these stories and the stories getting a lot of these things that had been in my head and starting to just sort of work through each of them, yeah.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Adam Skytema, the author of The Things We Do That Make No Sense. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.